You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Sunday ahead of two Irish meetings. We're over the jumps at Kilbeggan and there's flat action from Listowel as well. You hear every race live on William Hill's Racing Radio in the company of Stuart Beasley, Alice the White House Jones and Mick Norton. But ahead of that, my name is Sam Norris and joining me on the podcast this morning to take a look at the action is Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning. Good to you, Sam. Yeah, very well. Thank you.
Good stuff. A little bit of both codes today from Ireland. Then we're over the jumps at Kilbeggan and the flat of Listowel. We'll do the Kilbeggan card in full, and then we'll take a quick look at a couple of them at Listowel. What do you make of the Kilbeggan card first, Andy?
Well, the first thing we should say is a massive contrast in the ground conditions over in Ireland today. Good ground at Kilbeggan, which obviously could easily change due to the adverse forecast we've got this afternoon. Bound to get a couple of showers, so I think it'll probably ride a little bit softer. But over at Listowel, well, the ground's already pretty knee-deep there, isn't it? Heavy ground. And Listowel does get really testing when it's like that. So just kind of that puts me off perhaps steaming into 2 minutes at Listowel. So I'm glad it's Kilbeggan that we're covering today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well worth taking note of those ground conditions over at Listowel. We'll start then with Kilbeggan. Their card kicks off at 2.50 with a 2 mile maiden hurdle. Joint favourites of this one at the time recording, Fort Smith and Sizing Venezuela are both on 11-4. Next in is Bright Prospect at 3-1, 9-2 for Do Try Dolly. Via del Corso is 9-1, it's 12s bar those. And front two in the betting here, Andy, we've got Fort Smith, who won a bumper last year but hasn't really got going just yet over jumps. And Sizing Venezuela was well supported here when falling at the second on his last appearance. Either of these two appeal to you today?
Not particularly, no. I'm really keen on one in this race. I want to put this forward as my nap of the afternoon. I've always wanted to oppose Fort Smith when I can. He's been beaten in all 14 starts over hurdles, and he had the honour of getting beat at 7-1 on as well through the middle of the jump season, which was a shock to punters, and he just continues to disappoint. He travels well, but once push comes to shove, he doesn't really find a great deal off the bridle. He probably would pop in one day, but he's not quite a horse I want to be backing at a short price. Obviously, Sizing Venezuela is interesting, but he hasn't run since the 23rd of June last year, so there's question marks there. Via Dec also, he also struggles to win as well. So this is a really good betting heap for me here. And I'm going to go with Pete Fahey's 7-year-old, Do Try Dolly, currently a 9-2 chance this morning, William Hill. I think she'll go up close to favourite here this afternoon, largely based on a consistent profile. She's very much going the right way. She's run many good races in handicap hurdles as well, which is what I like. I do like horses that have been running in fast times in handicaps and then they drop back into maiden hurdle company. And they can often put that sort of experience of the big hustle-bustle, strongly run races to good use in this kind of grade. Most notably, last time out, she was second here at this track behind Gold Tantrum. And all that, though, that race hasn't worked out particularly well. And there has been one or two that have run quite well out of it. The time of the race is good, and she's also got some pretty good numbers next to her name, most notably the third behind Western Appoint. So I think this horse is a really good each-way bet here. I'm not saying she's an absolute certainty to win it, but I'd be disappointed if she's not in the first three. So I rate her probably one of the best bets on the card each way.
OK, then strong vote in the first four. Do Try Dolly then. We'll move on to the next race then, coming up at 3.20. This one's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. Royal Baru heads affairs at 3-1 here. Joint favourites now with Stay With It, who's also a 3-1 chance. 5-1 for Tempo Mac. Sharjah is 11-2. 13-2 for ONMC. Enjoy Responsibly is 10-1. It's bigger prices the rest of them. And Royal Baru first in here. Andy has won two of his last three starts. He set the standard.
He probably does, doesn't he? He's probably looking not to win his last three races, to be fair. He was in the process of following up his previous win at Perth, but went falling at the last two the day after, and he dusted himself down to come on and win at Ballinram the other day, making all the running. That's very much his run style. Gillian Callaghan's 7-yard off and just bowls along in front, and he can prove quite a difficult nut to crack, as Stay With It found the other day at Ballinrobe, quite a few punters believe that Mickey Winters' charge will turn the form around. I certainly can see that, particularly if there's a little bit more rain in the air, because the more rain that falls, the better it'll be for stay with it, and probably might just go against Royal Baru. Either way, those two come here in excellent heart. But so does Tempo Mac, and he's going to be my choice here. He ran in quite a decent race down at Clonmel the other night. It was won by Damot, who bolted up in the first-time hood. The second in that particular race, a horse called Lucky Pat, was an extremely impressive winner on his previous start here at Kilbeg. And so Tempo Mac, who travelled up really well into that race before not quite quickening with the front two, pulled well clear of the rest. And I think that cup form is quite good. We've already seen the form work out quite well. The fourth horse out of that race ran well the other night. So with the Gordon Elliott team in spanking good form, I like his profile. I like that run the other day at Clonmel. And prior to that, he was also fourth behind Bogwell as well at Fairy House. So he's stacking up quite nicely here. And we can back him in at a nice each-way price as well, around about 5-1 this morning. So Tempo Mac each way is the choice in the 3.20.
Okay, Tempo Mac then for Andy in that one. Third race on the card comes up at 3.50. This one is a mare's hurdle. 2 miles and 3 furlongs, sorry, is the trip in this one. Daisy's Gift heads affairs at 11-8. It's 11-4 for Duckweed. Aunt Alice is 9-2. 15-2 for Star Council. Well tuned, 17-2. 12-1 for You're the One I Want. And the outsider of the Lottie, She's Perfect at 33-1. Willie Mullins has won this race the last 2 years. He's got the favourite here in the shape of Daisy's Gift, who makes her seasonal reappearance. But one or two of these have already got a win under their belt this year.
Yeah, I don't think this will be as straightforward as the market suggests here for Daisy's Gift. Yes, she is a useful prospect in the making, and she did win over hurdles last time out at Killarney. The one thing about her performance that day was her jumping. She jumped quite neatly. And she got the job done in workmanlike fashion rather than in spectacular. She beat Give Her Back, who's only rated 101. So that probably puts a little bit of context onto her performance. You know, she's obviously going to be better than that rating suggests. But, you know, she's up against horses here who've probably been running against 120 rated horses. So that's why I'm not necessarily mad keen on her at a short price. I'm going to go with Duckweed here. Jessica Harrington's horses are in fantastic form. And so is this horse as well. Comes here off the back of a win over the course here last time out, beating a decent field, the likes of Captain Von Trapp, Mr. Bossman, of course, has won subsequently. Nickname Exit, who was a strong fancy that day for the Mullins camp, was way back in fourth. So I think there's a good deal of quality involved in that particular race in behind Duckweed. And I like the way he stayed on in the latter stages. He always went well through that race, and he was very strong at the finish. He is dropping back here in trip, but it might well be with a bit of rain here this afternoon that you're going to need to get home. So she does make quite a bit of appeal here today. You'd certainly give Aunt Alice a chance as well. Michael Bowe's horses often run well around this track, and she comes here off the back of a course and distance win. You throw into the mix the likes of Well Tuned and Star Council, are all useful on the day. And as I said, I don't think this Daisy's Gift has got it all her own way. So Duckweed, a value price this morning, round about 3-1, gets the vote in the 3.50.
Okay, Duckweed then in the 3.50. Next up at 4.20, we've got a handicap hurdle of the extended 3 mile trip, and Mustadrick is the even money favourite for this one at the time of recording. 5-1 for Downtime, Western Promise 8-1. Same price Personal Shopper, Playtime Ben is 14s. Bigger prices, the rest of them. Who's on the shortlist here?
There's only one horse on the shortlist, I'm afraid, Sam, and that's Mustadrick. Gordon Elliott's certainly making hay with these low grade handicappers, and he had a double the other night. With Jack Kennedy on board, and Mr. Derek basically was a steering job. Beat a competitive field very, very easily. He went well clear from the top of the hill as well, from around about 2 outs at Downroar when they come down the hill. He was very, very strong from that point onwards. Powered his way clear to a subsequent 17-length victory. Handicappers obviously would have a chance to interfere here, and he'd probably put this horse up into the hundreds. Therefore, offer just a £4 penalty with that run under his belt the other night. He should be very, very difficult to beat. Ground conditions shouldn't be a problem. He's got form on softest ground as well. He just comes in here in excellent shape. Quite a few these in this particular race don't. And very similar to another one of his stable companions, Estidale. He's very much on a roll and one worth sticking with. So Mustadrick, probably the best of the short price favourites in the 4.20.
Okay, there are Andy's thoughts on the 4.20. Next up is the 4.50 race. This one is a beginner's chase. 2.5 miles, the trip for this one. And a Coracore heads affairs at 9-4. 5-2 for Matt Nicholson. Clonmanan Lad is 3-1. 8-1 for Give Me a Break. Double figure prices, the rest of them. Looks pretty competitive, this one, Andy.
It does, yeah. I'd only really got two horses on my mind here. I've whittled it down to two. And I'm going to go with O'Coracore. I'm going to side against my old favourite, McNicholson, who certainly would need to improve on his chasing debut when he was well beaten, fourth behind the Game Changer. You could argue that McNicholson probably went a little bit further and he did get a bit outpaced that day, but that wasn't a particularly awe-inspiring performance by a horse who was well fancied in the market. Whereas a Coracor, he's got some good form around this track already over course and distance, and he bumped into a very useful horse in the shape of Ryanova. Now, my speed figures and sectional times at that particular evening suggested that that was the best race on the card, furlong per furlong. So I'm desperate to get with the form. There were 41 lengths clear, no less, of a horse that I've tipped a few times throughout the winter on the podcast called Maguire's Glen. So it just shows you the pace that they were going. And he jumped particularly well, did Gordon Elliott's charge. I couldn't really fancy Clonbannon and Ladd. He's had so many chances over fences. Yes, he has run well against some nice names in the future, in the past, but he's just such a hard horse to win with. I wouldn't really want to be backing him around about 3-1. So I think it's likely to develop into a match between a Coracor and McNicholson. But a Coracor's got the course in distance form. He's got the speed figure under his belt. And he could continue the excellent run at the moment for Gordon Elliott.
Coracor then in that one for Gordon Elliott and Brian Cooper. We'll move then to the 5:20, the penultimate race of the day from Kilbeggan. This one's a handicap chase. 3 miles and one furlong is the trip here. The Lobster Catcher is your 7-2 favourite. Corporate Box 5-1, 6-1 for Shamiran. Allied Victory 6-1, 7-1 best value. Aces and Kings is 8-1. Tens bar those. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, Lobster Catcher is probably a worthy favourite based on his run over course and distance last time out behind the very much in-form Shark Hamlin trained Abolitionist. A repeat of that performance is sure to see him go very close here. He stays well and he won't mind a bit of cutting the ground if the rain continues to come. But I'm going to go with Corporate Box. I thought he plugged on quite nicely here last time out. At Killarney behind Baby Wiz. That race was run at a good tempo and he just could never quite land a blow that day. Suggesting that a step up to 3 miles could suit. He has got form beyond 2.5 miles before, as he proved when he won at Limerick the time before. She's obviously in a good place at the moment. Roger Sweeney's horses, when they're in good form, are often a rich source of productivity to follow. And with Luke Dempsey obviously riding a crest of a wide at the moment, this duo look a very irresistible force, particularly from an each-way perspective, around about 5-1 in that 5:20.
Okay, there we go. Andy's thoughts in the 5:20. Then we'll move to the final race of the day. This one is a bumper at 5:50. 2 miles is the trip here, and Whiskey No Ice is a 6-5 favourite. 4-1 for Come Here High. John Ross Cullinan is 5-1. Bigger prices the rest of them, and there's already been a lot of money for this Whiskey No Ice this morning, Andy.
Yeah, I can half see why, although he doesn't make massive amount of appeal at 6-5 with William Hill this morning. He ran quite well last time out at Punchestown. It was a race that was won by William Mullins' Potter's Point, and the front two or three pulled well clear. He did keep on quite well in the closing stages, but he just looked a little bit one-paced towards my eyes. He got beat the time before when there was a bit of cutting the ground at Navan. So I think if the rain falls today at Kilbeggan, then you kind of like your enthusiasm would be tempered at a short price quite considerably. Therefore, I'm going to look elsewhere for my bet here, and there is a really good each-way bet in this race. We've lost Supreme Vinny, so there are the dead eight runners at time of recording. But providing all eight runners go to post, I suggest you have a decent each-way bet on this John Ross Cullinan, who shaped really encouragingly on his debut at the Punchestown Festival the other day. It was a race that went the way of Nambour, who'd obviously got plenty of experience in the point-to-point field, and his stamina very much came to the fore that day. They were strung out like Washington in the closing stages. It was a real war of attrition. And I like the way this horse travelled up and kept with the front runners until slipping up in the closing stage. It's rather odd. It was almost as if he's putting his foot in a big hole or a divot on the inside of the track where the ground got churned up. It certainly was no fault of his own. He would have finished probably about fourth or fifth on that occasion. That represents a really good effort. Those Punchestown bumpers take some winning and they are very competitive. I think the better ground will suit him. Certainly wouldn't mind it if it did rain, but the better the ground, the better. And he's quite a nice type, and Anthony Mullins had a really good season with his bumper horses. So I really do quite like this. This would probably be my second best recommendation each way on the card. I'm going to go strongly with John Ross Cullinan in the last, and I do urge you to take that 5-1 from an each way standpoint.
Okay, John Ross Cullinan then for Andy gets a strong vote in that 5:50. Just a reminder of your selections at Kilbeggan one more time, then Andy, and we'll touch on the stall after.
Yeah, my best bet on the card at the prices this morning is Do Try Dolly. I'm sure she'll give us a massive run for our money if you can get a nice each way price about her. I'm quite keen on Tampan Mac, also from an each-way perspective in the 3:20. Duckweed in a very competitive 3:50, and that mare's hurdle will do for me there. Mustard Derek should follow up from his win the other night down in Down Royal and give another win for Gordon Elliott in the 4:20. I'll go with the Coracle's course and distance form on the figures in the 450. In the 520, I certainly think Corporate Box is well enough at the moment to run another good race in that 3-mile-1 handicap chase. And in the final race, I urge you to take the 5-1 about John Ross Cullinan, providing that he's okay after that slip-up last time out. I'm sure he'll be in the frame in the last.
Okay, excellent stuff. There we are then. Andy's thoughts on the Kilbegan Cup. We do have flat action over in Ireland as well. And as you mentioned at the top of the podcast, testing ground over in Listowel. Well, you've got a couple of fancies here, Andy. Talk us through them.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, it's a desperately difficult day at Listowel because of the ground. I think my main selection there would be Laviniad in the 5.10. I was really impressed by the way she won the other night in a fast time, fastest furlong per furlong time she recorded when she won at Garran. She has got top weight to carry, but I think she can offset that because she's in good form. Heavy ground could be a slight concern at a very short price. That's probably one of the reasons why I haven't napped her today. I think it's very dangerous ground napping horses at Listowel on such ground conditions, but hopefully she'll go well. And do keep an eye on Love Rosie as well in the 3.40. Regular listeners to my podcast will know that the esteem I hold Rocco Rojo in, who posted a really good number when he won on debut at Killarney. And Love Rosie chased that particular horse home. And of course, we saw Rocco Rojo win the other night at Garran as well, just to boost the form. So those are a couple of horses just to keep your eye on. I noticed my old friend, Yes I Am, runs in the 4.40. It wouldn't surprise me if that horse popped up, but I've given up with him by now. He's cost me an absolute fortune. But for those of you with deep pockets and like to follow horses over cliffs, then Yes I Am could be a consideration at a price in the 4.40. But the main two are Laviniad and Love Rosie.
Okay, then, excellent. There we are. You can hear all of the racing, remember, from both Kilbegan and Listowel on William Hill Racing Radio today. It's Stuart Beasley, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Mick Norton in the studio to guide you through the action from Kilbegan and Listowel, Fakenham and Nottingham as well domestically. So do join us on William Hill Racing Radio for all of that. Thank you for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy, and good luck today.
Thanks, Carl. William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.